This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are plus or minus 2 million families in this country that get what are called Section 8 vouchers. That's the unofficial name of a federal program that pays for part of the rent for low-income Americans. Hundreds of thousands more families, by the way, are on the waiting list. The catch is that once you've got the voucher, then you've got to find a place to live. Not always an easy proposition, because one of the big issues about affordable housing is where to put it. Marketplace's Noel King from our Wealth and Poverty Desk went down to New Orleans to report this story.
New Orleans East is not the French Quarter or Treme. It's the suburbs, a 30-minute drive from the city's attractions. The brick houses along Lake Willow Drive have pools and lake views and landscaped lawns. There's also a high fence that separates the stately houses from a 263-unit apartment complex called the Willows. The Brown Willows buildings are two stories high. The lawns are a little straggly. A couple windows are boarded up. The Willows accepts Section 8 vouchers. Just on the other side of the fence from the Willows is Dawn Hebert's house. She's lived in this enclave of African-American professionals since 1997. She spent 37 years with the Postal Service until retirement. Today, she's sort of a neighborhood activist. That's why she brought me into her backyard to see the fence.
Look, I can hit the fence and hear it slapping up against the boards because there's only one nail in a 10-foot fence.
One morning last June, Hebert woke up to discover the fence had been taken down overnight. She says the company that owns the Willows did it to punish her for protesting what she and her neighbors call substandard living conditions there. The fence was later put back. Global Ministries Foundation, the Tennessee-based nonprofit that owns the complex, didn't respond to our requests for comment. Global Ministries has faced public complaints from tenants in its low-income buildings in Tennessee and Florida of things like roaches, mice, mold, and crime. Dawn Hebert says that won't fly in this neighborhood. This neighborhood has rules.
In this neighborhood, you cannot run a hair salon out of your neighborhood. You cannot park on the lawn. You cannot paint your house purple if you so choose to.
She says some folks at the Willows don't follow the rules.
You know, I look at the apartment complex, and a lot of times they throw trash over the fence. I have to pick up glass bottles and trash, baby diapers, and I literally just throw them back over.
She and others worry that the Willows is driving down their property values. It's opened up the homeowners to accusations that they're biased against low-income people. It's a charge the homeowners dispute. Beverly Wright directs the Deep South Center for Environmental Justice at Dillard University. She owns a home across from Dawn Hebert.
So all of a sudden, black people hate poor black people. When most of us were poor ourselves before we got that first college degree, most of us are those people.
Hebert and Wright say that over the past few years, a number of apartment complexes around here have been revamped as low-income residences. They say that's not happening in middle and upper-income white areas of New Orleans.
They don't pick all suburbs. They only pick suburbs where, in this case, African-Americans, I suspect it's with people of color, they destroy our communities after we try so hard to make decent, safe places for us.
I took her accusation to Earl Randall, the field office director for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in New Orleans. Randall didn't want to talk specifically about the Willows, but he says HUD takes complaints of racial bias in housing very seriously.
Let's say if there was a predominantly white area of the city where a proposed project was going into, and there was some zoning ordinance passed where it wouldn't, that's stuff that we would look into. That's stuff that we would readily look into.
Housing advocates say there's a real housing shortage for all income levels in New Orleans. Most landlords can easily find tenants who will pay the market rate. They don't have to accept the Section 8 voucher. So the choices for Section 8 tenants are limited. Kashana Hill is executive director of the Greater New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center. She says there is something to the claims that voucher holders are being shunted into particular neighborhoods like New Orleans East.
Whereas the East had been primarily an upper middle income neighborhood and enclave, we now have higher numbers of lower income families that have taken their vouchers and have moved to that neighborhood because those are the areas in which the vouchers are being accepted.
That is the change Dawn Hebert and her neighbors are grappling with. They say they're fine with low-income housing that meets the neighborhood standard, but they argue complexes like the Willows do not. Back at her house, Hebert admits she doesn't know anyone who lives in the Willows. She has a couple phone numbers, and while I'm there, she calls some. She hits it off with one woman.
You know Tanda?
Who?
Tanda.
Tanda, no.
where you go to church.
Explains what she and the other homeowners want.
You know, we just want it to be a better place to live.
Later on, I went to the Willows to talk to that woman. Her name is Diane Morris.
Hi, Ms. Diane.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Diane Morris is 68. She worked for more than 50 years, mostly as a caregiver, and is on a fixed income. She has a Section 8 voucher. She loves her tidy two-bedroom apartment. She has a little ivy garden growing next to the window and a spare bedroom for visiting family. She says she doesn't think the living conditions are bad at all. Management is responsive.
Just here last week, the zinc in the master bedroom in there was so clogged up. It was clogged up in the water kept coming back up through it. I called the office, talked to Bianca, my fellow friend, and that was it.
She appreciates Dawn's point of view.
I understand their situation. These are homeowners. They are paying taxes. They have people who are not able to do what you do, who need this program very badly, because the Lord has blessed you to be able to live where you are. You shouldn't put us down.
And when she looks at the fence that separates the apartments from the houses, she sees something very different than Donnie Bear.
I'm looking at the fence and I'm thinking how the people, what it was, Russia, Germany, felt when the wall came down. Freedom, you know, that's all it is. Just talk to us, you know, and let us get together.
She wonders why her neighbor's concern hasn't led to an invitation to have coffee or come by for dinner. She says sometimes she feels like she's being judged for having that Section 8 voucher. In New Orleans, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.